from Eugene, Oregon. I am Ryan Helbling, and with me virtually is the great Sammy Van Nordstrand, all the way in Colorado. Sammy, what's going on?
Nothing much, Ryan. I'm just hanging out. Super excited to start this journey with you. How about you today?
I'm doing well. It is bright and sunny here in Oregon, so I cannot complain, and just how blessed of a day this is just to get this going. We are so excited to bring you St. You, a podcast that we have had in our brains for, 9 months, a year? Sammy, it seems like so long. Yeah. Sammy, how about you tell us a little bit about what we hope to do?
Yeah, so St. You is really just a pull on me and Ryan's heart to explore our faith and talk about a bunch of different categories of living a life of faith, especially in college, you know, talking about different things from, you know, relationships to theology to all these different things. We just wanted to engage with that and have a conversation, multiple conversations about what it's like to be a child of Christ in college and pursuing that with the crazy world that we live in, especially in the midst of this pandemic. I think it's a good time for us to start, you know, reclaiming our faith as young people. So that's kind of where we're coming from. Do you have anything to add, Ryan?
Yeah, I think just everything you said is so true to what we wanted. We just really want to explore that, explore faith through ways that are different, through movies and stuff that we see now, through music, find all these different ways that we can explore and access our faith and bring them to light in this conversation with each other. So we're so excited to bring you that. We're so excited to share things that we love with you, and we hope eventually to have ways that you guys can share that back with us. So thank you for being a part of this start. We'd love to tell you a little bit about more about our show.
So I think what I've been really wanting to talk more about is like authentic friendship. I think like in college, we get really caught up in this like idea of like friendships and relationships. And there's this constant pull towards having everything figured out. And it's different in high school for that reason, because you're kind of like growing up with a bunch of people in high school that you've known your entire life. And then you like go off to college and you're like, I don't know who my friends are. So that's one of the things that I really want to talk about. Another thing I really want to talk about in this podcast is vocation with a capital V. You know what I'm talking about. Discernment, talking about religious life, talking about married life, talking about, you know, even to the extent of discerning like a career, kind of tying into the relationships thing. We always feel this pressure to know exactly who we're spending time with, like, and pursuing that, and also what kind of career we're pursuing. And we have to have all of that figured out. So,
but you mean you don't have it all figured out already, Sammy?
Oh, there it is. Come on, you don't either, Mr. Postgrad. I'm just kidding.
I know. Yeah, she's
you're
right.
Closer than I am.
That's
closer
true.
Than I am.
For those of you who don't know, Sammy is going into your last year at University of Portland, right?
Yep.
And I just wrapped up couple weeks ago my mechanical engineering degree, and I'm searching for a job. So if anyone out there knows where to find one, please hit me up quick. I would love
He's great. Little shout out.
Another thing kind of in between that friendship and between that vocation is, what are things like dating and finding that married vocation? Like, I think those are really cool, and I'm excited to bring in all sorts of different people, from people who are our age who are going through similar experiences. We've got friends in a lot of really cool places, especially as recent graduates who come from different places and walks of life, and who are now going out to do all different types of ministries and work. And I think it'd be really cool to hear from them, but also people who we look up to in our faith. We've got a lot of great resources in our community of people who've inspired us, people who've taught us, people who've worked in roles of leadership. Who we've gone to see, and we really hope to bring them into this podcast later on as we kind of find our flow and to share some of their stories and share some of their experience with you while we ask some questions ourselves and try to understand that a little bit better.
Absolutely. I'm so stoked. I'm so stoked. Can't wait to have all of our cool priest friends and our cool UP friends. friends.
Yeah, non-UP friends too. I've got
yeah. Yeah. I think it would also be, we're really searching to, you know, ask really hard questions as well. Questions about church doctrine, questions about social justice, and just kind of the world that we're living in right now. It's very polarized, and we're very interested in discovering those things. Maybe not having the answers, but asking the questions in a fruitful way that allows for a good conversation and, you know, just authentic love and joy as we, you know, kind of talk about this human experience. So, yeah.
I think adding on to that also is just to figure out through those questions, what is our role in these different conversations and these different experiences and parts of our life? What is our role as Christians? How do we work as Christians in society in a really contemporary context where it's becoming decreasingly popular to live a life of faith? So how can we take that faith and live it in a way that helps and inspires other people?
Heck yeah. Heck flipping yeah. That's what I got to say about that.
Moving forward from here, some of our goals for this podcast, besides the goals about what we want to talk about, we're hoping to bring you an episode hopefully every week if we can get to that. But obviously, we both are living very busy lives. Maybe it'll happen that it goes every other week, but we're going to do our best to get good episodes with, you know, good content out to you frequently so that you guys can enjoy it and listen to it. We want to make it digestible. Something Sammy and I have talked a lot about is that podcasts, oftentimes, we really love podcasts, but when they're too long, it's really hard to stay and give enough time and attention to them. So we're going to try to keep most of our episodes underneath the half hour. That way you guys can just listen to them in these bite-sized pieces and really get to enjoy that. We really hope to bring you all sorts of just fun conversation, maybe a little bit of a contemporary flair, bring in something from what's going on outside in the world into our Christian life and talk about where those connect. And then, as always, we want to share our lives of prayer with you.
Mm-hmm. And we can't forget that in the midst of all of this, there will be fun stories. Knowing Ryan, I don't expect there to not be anything funny. So look forward to many more funny experiences. Ryan tells me a bunch of stuff and I just die every single time. So get ready to hear about our lives in like a deeper, funnier, intimate, exciting way that I'm super excited to talk about.
Definitely. And also, one other thing about me and Sammy, we've actually got a really great opportunity over these past couple of years to get to know each other through music, both singing music and sharing music, both what we listen to and the music we get to make. So I don't know how much singing we'll be doing on this show, but we'll be sharing some of our favorites up there with you.
Actually, we'll be breaking out into song the entire time. Get ready. I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Just imagine Les Mis, but just through your ears. Yeah. You're going to hear it all.
Red, the blood of angry men.
We will sing the entire podcast episode.
Can't wait.
Six.
Get ready. That'll be in the hashtags. Hashtag Les Mis. Hashtag Catholic. Hashtag whatever, you know. Cool. Yeah, Ryan, you're hitting it on the nail. Shall we dive into anything else? Anything else we want to add before we close out this first intro episode? Or
Well, as I mentioned, the only other thing that we talked about that we really wanted to add is having that moment of prayer. So I think maybe we do that and then we kind of send ourselves off. What do you think, Sammy?
I totally agree. Let's hit it.
All right. You want to start something and I'll kind of wrap it up or vice versa?
Sure. I love that. All right. You know, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you so much for this opportunity to have fellowship, to be able to engage with you in a deeper way. We pray that this podcast is not just a lot of fun and not just a lot of laughs, but also, you know, fruitful conversation between two humbled, faith-driven people. We pray that you intercede in our lives and you help us to be more like you and to faithfully follow you.
And God, thank you just for giving us this opportunity. Help us as we carry out our mission. We hope that you inspire us in many different ways. And we pray too that you're able to inspire all the people who listen, give them something that they can latch on to, something that helps them live lives of authentic love for you and for others. and let that drive them in their work, and let that drive us in our work to bring this podcast to life. God, just bless the world right now. We need your prayers. We need all your strength. Be with us. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Holy Spirit.
Amen. Well, thank you all for joining us. We cannot wait to share more of this podcast with you. It is going to be such a great time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, for us at St. U, this is Ryan Helbling.
And Sammy Van Orstrand.
We're signing off. Talk to y'all later.
See y'all.